Blog Talk Radio.
Don't touch my hair.
Don't touch it.
When it's the feelings I wear. Don't touch my soul.
Don't touch it. Yeah.
When it's the rhythm I know. Don't touch my crown.
Don't touch my crown.
They see the vision I've found.
Hey, happy. Uh-oh, you getting into it? Hey.
Yes, I'm getting into it.
Don't touch it. When that beat drop, you know, we'll be in that song all day. Hey, y'all. Happy, welcome to 2019. Yes, we made it. We made it. Whatever that means, we make it every day, right?
Yes, we do. That's absolutely correct. We make it every day.
And so, anyways, happy New Year. Hope everyone had a happy holiday season. Got to squeeze on some of their loved ones that they haven't seen in a while. You know. Nola, what'd you do over the holiday season?
I experienced adult goals. You know, all of them things it was punishment when you was a kid. You stay in your room, you don't go nowhere. You just stay right there, you ain't doing nothing. You gonna just stay there. That was goals. Mm-hmm. That was my adult goals.
Yeah.
I experienced that. For the holiday.
Okay.
I stayed mm-hmm. in my pajamas. I stayed in my room. I didn't go nowhere. I didn't do nothing. Oh. And it was fabulous. It was awesome.
Now, what kind of pajamas do you do for the holidays? What type?
I have a onesie that my husband despises, but I love it. And so I love it, therefore I do it. The onesies.
All men despise onesies.
Oh,
you know why?
But it is it's so comfy though.
Yeah. They don't want us to be comfy all the time. That's why I say that in high heels. If it was us, we would be in low water moccasins, whatever, right with our wedding dress on.
Well, I'll tell you what, I had a onesie. And I had my plate of cookies, and I was sitting on the couch watching TV. I didn't do
so
nothing.
Just,
I didn't cook. I didn't clean.
What,
I didn't
what color
do
is your onesie?
Blue, like the Cookie Monster. That's my favorite color. It's my favorite color. It's blue. It is my favorite color, and I love it.
That is hilarious. I love it. I finally have some official pajamas. I think I'm really a grown-up now because I've never had, like, real pajamas with just, like, pants and a long-sleeve top because I can't sleep in pants and I can't sleep in anything long-sleeve. So I just found it pointless. But we had a lot of company over this season, and so I felt like I probably shouldn't be walking around in biker shorts and an old family reunion T-shirt. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need to step
mm-hmm.
up a bit. So.
Right.
So growth is good. Well, that's good. But anyway, so I'm sure that our fans, our family, is listening and like, hey, we're missing someone. We are missing Lady J tonight. She has some things she had to take care of. She wants to send her love out to everyone and wish everyone a happy new year and all that stuff. She's good. Nothing wrong. She just has a prior engagement. And so we'll see you.
We love you, Lady J. We love you.
And we love all our family out there. So I think that we are going to kind of just freestyle. The flow might be a little bit different just because, you know, mm-hmm. we're usually Larry, Curly, and Moe, and I think Curly is gone. So which one am I?
I'm definitely Moe.
You're Mo? You got the chili bowl?
I'm definitely Mo.
Oh, God. Well, yeah, Larry had the crazy red hair, right? Crazy wild red hair?
No, Larry. I don't remember. I do not like the three Deuces. So I remember them, but I don't know who they are and which. I don't know.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, anyway, so she'll be back next week. And so we are just going to flow with it today. If y'all listening, call in. We are at 646-668-2574. We're going to be talking about today, how do we phrase it? Give me some help here, Nola.
Well, I guess we would phrase it as just kind of getting unstuck.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of thought about some of the things that we do as, you know, as women. We kind of get, I know that I get caught up, and I'm going to speak for myself. I get caught up in trying to attain the dream, so that there's always mm-hmm. this dream that's out there. And I get caught up a lot of times in working to attain the dream. And so planning and making decisions about, but never actually getting the, you know, being on the actual dream, like never actually doing the dream. And so I kind of look at mm-hmm. it as kind of like, you know, Nike said, just do it. It's kind of like mm-hmm. I'm always preparing to do it, mm-hmm. but never actually doing it. Just really looking good, preparing to do it. And so mm-hmm. I wanted to explore being unstuck from that, understanding mm-hmm. how it is that we can do it and not, you know, it like actually do what it is that attain the goal and not actually, mm-hmm. Not always be trying to attain the goal or always talking about, I find that I'm a talker and I'm good at talking about what I'm going to do. Oh, I'm going to, and I, you know, just talking about myself. I would like to be a writer. I aspire to write for a living. That's what I aspire to do. And I literally have been writing a book for years,
mm-hmm.
decades. I have been trying to write a book, and it looks good to, you know, I look like I'm being productive. I'm writing, I'm working on it, I'm trying to do it. But how is it that I can unstick myself from trying to do it and actually do it? And so that's, I kind of wanted to explore that today. I thought that would be a good thing for us to explore today and for us to talk about. How is it that we can, love to hear for some callers, you know, I would love to hear some callers to call in and discuss and to try to kind of help me, because, like, we don't know it all. Like, we definitely don't come from a standpoint of we know what it is that, you know, we don't know everything. I would love to get some pointers from somebody, you know, from some listeners.
Yeah.
I would love to hear some suggestions. We would love to hear some feedback from anyone who may have some pointers about how is it that I can unstick myself from, you know, working on that book. How can I just get started? Just do it. Mm-hmm. As Nike said, you know, as that.
I think that's right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that what we were attempting to do was kind of curve those with your New Year's resolution thing, because we kind of already dealt with that, and that's very cliche. Not that it's not important, but we wanted to kind of stretch that a little bit, and I think that it's a good time to talk about it now, because some people are mentally there with doing new things or stopping doing things, and you can get stuck. So as a family, we want to just discuss that today. I know that both Nola and I have some things to talk about, but if you want to call in, please feel free to do so. But we'll be right back. We are going to just step out for a quick second. Let you enjoy a little music, because this is what we are right here coming up.
Mm-hmm.
regret that, never gotta sweat that. You regret that, never gotta sweat that. You regret that, never gotta sweat that. You regret that, never gotta sweat that.
You beat a cash, I beat a rubber band. You beat a match, I won't be a fuse. Boom, painter, baby, you could be the news. I'm the reporter, baby, you could be the news. Cause you're the cigarette, and I'm the smoker. We raise the bet, cause you're the joker.
I'm always jamming to the songs.
Yeah, because it just takes you there. Like, certain songs just never get old. They just stay with you, and that's how you know you wrote a good song. So with writing a good song, we'll talk about getting unstuck and writing our own song, our own life song, our story. Nola, you were saying that you have some things in you that you've been trying to work on or you have been working on, so what is it that, is there one particular thing that you want to work on, or do you feel like you have a lot of things that you don't know which one to choose, which one to start with first? Is it life getting in the way? Let's flesh that out a little bit.
I have a couple of things, and these are things that are just perpetual throughout my life. Like, it's things that just is like a running theme throughout my life. So the one thing... The one thing is the book. I have wanted to be an author since I was 12 years old, and that is something that has stuck with me. Just since I was a kid, you know what I'm saying? I've always felt like that was a profession that I wanted to go into. That was what I felt like. How I wanted to make my mark on the world. Since I was 12 years old, I have had an ideal of that I wanted to make my mark by writing. And I would venture to say, by my own standards, I'm good at writing. But I am kind of held back. And, you know, I have come close to writing. I've actually written some things, but never have actually published anything. But writing is one of those things that really is something that I am guilty of, always preparing and always, you know, trying to. I have a degree in English, in journalism. That's something that I'm interested in doing and want to do, but I feel as though I am stuck. Because I have not actually had anything published, and then
let's be specific with what we want. because I believe that the universal God hears what we and will give us those desires. You want to be a published author.
Exactly. Exactly. Because I feel like
you've
been an author. And that's what I'm saying. If it's a matter of just writing something, I'm an author many times over because I have written many things that I'm very proud of. So in my own right, you know, by my own standards, currently I am an author, but I'm not a published author. I have not been recognized by other people besides myself and whoever, the other person that read whatever writing it is that I wrote.
Gotcha. So publishers, where are you going with that? Okay. And so, so you said that's since you've been 12. So when I was 12, I wanted to be a teacher because I come from a lot of teachers, and I just thought naturally I'd be a teacher. And I have had the opportunity to teach in a couple of different ways in the classroom. But I guess the reason I asked you about being clear about what it is that you really say you're wanting is you have been an author since you've been 12. I've read your writing. You have written things that have gotten you jobs and scholarships. So you have been an author.
Yeah.
But you haven't, right. I remember. And so what I'm saying is when I say I want to be a teacher, I have been a teacher for quite some time. Now, am I a teacher in the public school system, in the traditional setting? No. But I think right now part of getting unstuck to me is being very specific about what it is, how we want that to manifest. What does it look like? You get what I'm saying? Like, that's just one idea. That we kind of generalize things and expect that God is going to go, okay, here, I'm going to put you right here. When it's like, more so it's like, no, you got to tell them, hey, this is what I want. Like, you know, when you go to the car dealership, if you go, you know, pick out specifically what you want, the color, the model, if you can. And I think that we can. So, Jesse, I know family, she is an amazing writer, an amazing writer. Like, she writes stuff that will have you laughing, crying, thinking, second guessing your decision, and then pushing you forward to do more. So, very prolific.
Thank you.
Oh, of course. I mean, it's the truth. But anyway, so with that being said, now that we're at this place where you feel like you're stuck, and a lot of us do, where are we getting stuck? With the motivation to push toward publishing? I'm talking about just for your situation, Nola. What part are you getting stuck at?
That producing the product for public consumption. And I think I get stuck. And I can even take it a step further and say that I think that I get stuck because it's after you write it, what happens? And I have a lot of – I'm so grateful. And there's not a thankful Thursday today, but I can say that I am very thankful for my support system because I do have a support system in my family and my very good friends and my sisters that hear me and listen to me and you just kind of help me walk things out. And so, you know, that support system will kind of say to me, okay, this is what it is that you need to do. This is what it is that you need to accomplish. So, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm losing my train of thought.
So I think that just as in our society or maybe in our particular community, if you don't have that example that's right in front of you, if you haven't seen someone do the next step, or sometimes that does get a little sticky, you know. And that's not for all of us. I know there's plenty of y'all that, you know, for whatever reasons you push past it and you find it, but it can be intimidating, and it can be expensive. And sometimes we try to keep our coins. Like, I'm not trying to pay, you know, everybody to tell me how to do this or to file a patent on this or a copyright, mm-hmm. and then I get messed over and my money is gone. So some of that is economic. Some of it is time. If you have to work a 9-to-5 and you want to make time for your passion, you know, sometimes you can't do everything all at the same time. So getting stuck, I guess I look at it as it's not really stuck unless you really give up. You know, I think that there might be delays, but if it's something that is your passion, I think that if you do a little bit as much as you can, a little bit each day or a little bit each week, you set your goals to it, and writing it down is, when you see it, you know, written, it really makes a difference. At least it does for me.
Mm-hmm.
So then
mm-hmm.
I feel like I have to cross that off. If I see it written, I got to cross it off. And so for me, that helps. But, you know, I don't think that you're stuck unless you give up. And I know you haven't given up, and I haven't given up on some of the things that I want to do. I really want to learn a couple of other languages. And I'm stuck in terms of I can't speak them very well. One, I'm okay with. But the other ones, it's a little difficult, but I'm not going to give up. I don't believe that. Like when they say the older you get, it's harder to learn a new language. I don't believe that.
Mm-hmm.
I just think
I don't either.
Maybe less free time. And so we got to get those things that we tell ourselves out of our head, because your body and your mind will respond to what you accept. So I'm trying to just reject all notions of can't. There's no can't for me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, so, yeah, I might be outside levitating outside the window. Y'all might look up and be like, oh, they're going levitating outside the window. And, you know, when you see me, just know that it's because of this. This is who I am. Drums, though. Steel drums coming through.
Yeah.
You can hear it. Hey. Welcome back to Life Radio. I don't even know if I said it. I'm not normally the announcer, but it's Life Radio, which stands for Ladies Information Experience. And we hope that you are having an informational experience. We hope that you are in formation with us, because we are with you.
Yes.
Yes. We are on the D Hour Radio Network. Shout out to D Slade on the D Hour Radio Network. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Let us know what you want. We will give you what you want. So we're going to go back to, well, let me put a little quick pause in here. I don't have an official money talk thing, but I just hope that everyone is getting their savings together. Oh, this here's my money talk thing. Let me just do it real quick. Passports. I need everybody with the sound of my voice, get your passport, get your people their passport.
Oh, yeah.
I know it's like I'm not going anywhere. I know it's not, but I'm just telling you, like, just get your passport. Like we got our driver license. Even if you didn't have a car, everybody want to get their driver license. Just get it.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me on this.
Be prepared.
You
want to
get it before you can't get it. Yeah. You want to get it before you can't get it, because this whole government situation, I don't know what's going on. I know that someone who used to work for Homeland Security before he passed, and he told me he worked in the department that issues passports. He said, get your passport, because there may be a day where you can't get them. And all I'm saying is, I ain't going to put no fear out there. Let's just get it, because we just need it. So anyway, that's my money talk. I think it costs about $135 for adults. I think for kids under 16, it might be $105. I think it's maybe $30 less. The adult one, so 16 and up, lasts you for 10 years. The children one, if you get it 15 and under, I believe it lasts you 5. I'm not the expert, but I'm saying that you can do it. Y'all got $135 worth of lottery ticket or whatever it is that you do, you know, whatever our vice is, and I'm not judging because I got my own. I'm just saying, just put it to the side, make that a priority to do it. If you're a single mother, you have to get a notarized document that the post office has that the father says that it's okay if he's on the birth certificate. If he's not on the birth certificate, you're good. Go ahead and get your baby. Once they turn 16, you don't need the father or the mother, whoever is absent. You can do it without them. So there's a couple different ways. If y'all need help with that, hit me up, you know, on whatever social media you want to, and I will do my best to try to help you. But I'm telling you, it's important. Okay. I love y'all. That's what I'm telling you. All right. So back to what we were talking about in terms of getting unstuck. So for me, getting unstuck, the only way for me to get unstuck is for me to be uncomfortable. I'm be honest with you. I I'll delve more into that. I see we have a caller that's waiting, so why don't we go ahead and take a caller and see what they have to bring us, and we will welcome them into the show in about 5, 4, 3, 2, and hello. Are you there? Hi.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, I'm here.
Hi.
How
welcome to the family.
Paula,
who are we speaking with?
Welcome to the family. What's your name?
My name is Ashley.
Hi, Ashley.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
How are you?
Ashley.
Yes.
Okay. Well, how was your 2019? You having a good new year?
I am. I recently just got a new job, so I'm feeling great.
Good.
Wonderful.
Congratulations. That's a nice
Wonderful.
Way to start it off. Nice way to start
yeah.
it off. So what are you, first of all, Ashley, are you going to get your passport?
No.
There's only one answer that I'm accepting today. I'm gonna give you two tries. You ain't got to
no,
right now, but just commit to me that's. No, I said, are you gonna get one?
Maybe sometime in the future when I'm ready to travel.
No. Nope. That's the wrong answer. I'm gonna give you two more tries. It's either yes or no. Come on now, Ashley. Come on, just say it with me.
Yes, I will get my passport.
Yes, there we go. Yes, that's what I would do. All
wonderful.
Right, Ms. Ashley. Now, we are talking today about being stuck. So I'm not sure how much you heard about what we were saying, but basically, you know, having something that you've always wanted to do and kind of, you know, not really fulfilling that, going all the way through. Have you ever felt that way?
Mm-hmm.
All the time.
Do you?
Yes, all the
time. Give us an example.
Basically, I mean, there are a lot of points in my life where I've been very discouraged and I've felt stuck, and it's just hard. Like, honestly, definitely with the whole, you know, finding a job and, you know, keep getting people telling you no, and, yeah, that's a big thing.
Yeah, it can be discouraging.
Okay.
So what do you do to push yourself past being stuck? Is there something that you find that helps you, or do you just wait?
No, I definitely have to regroup. I have to analyze, you know, think about how I can move forward. Usually I might take a minute, meditate, I pray.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
All very, very good things. And does that
mm-hmm.
kick you in gear when you do those things?
Yes, it does make a huge difference.
That's right.
You know, I feel that God changes things. Prayer changes things.
Okay. Prayer changes things. I believe in pray to God and row for the shore. I think it's a two part thing. You gotta keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Mm-hmm. So I was just trying to share that for me, I have to be uncomfortable in order to really push myself. So
mm-hmm.
I'm dealing with my health right now and my body. And I'm pretty much uncomfortable at this point. I mean, I'm so comfortable that I'm uncomfortable, if that makes sense. Like, I've just been, you know, snacking and laying around and sitting down, and that's not good. Like, the human body was made to move. So now I'm to the point where I am uncomfortable, and I'm able to change things. But I really want to get past the point where I need that, where I should be able to just, you know, in my mind, this is something I want to do and do it. Why not?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right, Noah?
Just do it. Just do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And a lot of times it's doing it scared. You know, I think that's one thing that we don't talk about is the fear, and sometimes you just have to do it afraid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're scared how people
or
are going to receive
it,
your book.
Or when you don't want to do it. I mean, you know, I think, you know, a lot of times, I think when you were talking about that piece about being uncomfortable,
mm-hmm.
you know, that propels me a lot of times to act. And to, you know, take action and do. But, you know, just when I really don't want to, that mm-hmm. inspires me to, that shows me that I really need to get up and do. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like when I really
mm-hmm.
honestly want to just press the snooze button and keep sleeping.
Right.
If I can find the clarity to get up, I'm going to, you know what I'm saying? I realize I need to get up and do. Put down
mm-hmm.
the Facebook, put down the Instagram, and just do what it is that I need to be doing.
But where is the point where
the
you feel the most uncomfortable?
What's
like,
the point
what
when
point?
You feel the most uncomfortable?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that's different. I think that looks different for everyone. But for me, I don't know. I just kind of get to a point. So it's kind of like, personally, I'm a clean freak. I like things to be, you know, super clean. So it gets to a point where I really just, you know, I'm saying it's really just on my nerves so bad I have to get up and do. And that, you know, that's just an example. But I mean, you know, I just really need to do something about this situation, whatever the situation is.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that looks different for everyone.
Yeah. I think that, like you said, you touched on the whole social media thing, and I think we're distracted on purpose. I know that's very conspiracy sounding, but I really do. I think that, you know, there's a reason why all this stuff is available to us at our fingertips. You know, I heard a statistic that said
people don't have to wait more than 7 minutes for the, for an answer to a question at all anymore.
Mm-hmm.
7 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You know, I mean, that's long if you think about Google. But if you think about for Ashley, you sound a little young, but for our generation, we had to go to the library. We had to go to encyclopedias. You know, we had to actually kind of problem solve it out. And now it's just, if I want to see something, if something's viral, you know, we can click on it. We can see the remix. We can talk
mm-hmm.
about it. Put our
mm-hmm.
there's no real motivation to do anything new.
Right.
We're seeing kind of the same thing, just whether it's police shootings or people getting into fights or babies being born or cats jumping high. We can kind of see the same thing over and over again, and it's fine with us. There's nothing new that needs to be created. I think it's sad.
Mm-hmm.
But even in the change that we're going through, in the sadness, there's hope, because what that leaves is if no one is creating any real new things, that leaves a whole lot for me to do. So for those of us that are motivated, it's wide open. It's wide open.
Yeah.
This
is true.
So, yeah. So Ashley's going to, she's promised to do what, family? What's Ashley going to do?
Get my passport this year.
Yeah.
Get that passport. Yes.
Wait a minute. I got to do it one more time. All right, Ashley, what are you going to do?
I'm going to get my passport.
All right. And then after you get the passport, you'll have the goal of actually going and doing.
Right,
thank
so
you so much, Ashley, for calling in. We're cheering you on, Ashley. Thank you.
We're cheering you on, Ashley.
Thank
Congratulations
you.
On your new job. We hope you love every day you go. We really do. Love you, sis.
Thank
Bye.
You. Love you.
Oh,
that's
the
awesome.
Youth.
That's awesome.
Youth is wasted on the young. Youth is wasted on the young.
Is wasted.
All right, we got we got another caller that's patiently been holding, so we're going to go ahead and put
Wonderful.
Them in. We got a little random today, but it's good. We just feeling the spirit, feeling the vibe. So
mm-hmm.
we're
mm-hmm.
going to just check them out, see who else is coming through. And let's see, are you there? Hello.
Hello.
Hello, caller.
Hey.
Hello. Hi. What's up?
Hi.
This is Rain.
What's up with you?
Hi.
Who are you speaking to?
What's your name and where are you calling from?
Rain. I can never know when you guys are talking to me or someone else. That's why I answer like that. But it's Rain.
Hey,
Rain.
Hi, Rain.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Rain. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you guys doing?
We're doing
good.
Good.
Where's your energy at, Miss Rain? What's going on?
I'm in Target, actually. I just got done working out. And I'm waiting for another buggy because the only one they have is broken, and so is my ankle. So I'll be waiting.
Wow.
Wait a minute, Rain, you
working out with a broken ankle?
Yes, ma'am.
Girl,
I still
you better
have...
go ahead with yourself. You better go ahead, girl.
You better do something. You better.
I did sprain my ankle, but I still have weight to lose. Like my weight, my body fat does not care that my ankle is sprained. So,
girl,
I'm working out.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Or a buggy.
You know. Wait for a buggy. So she's actually really stuck right now. And we talk about being stuck.
Yeah,
so,
I am.
Have you ever felt like that?
Yeah. So I wanted to call in because there was a time where I was kind of, I didn't have a job, didn't have a car, didn't have a place. and I felt stuck. So a lot of the times I feel stuck. There's three I want to talk about. Specifically, when I was trying to get my car, I had to pay and money to Uber around everywhere and take the bus. Georgia is huge, so I didn't really know how to take MARTA, so I had to Uber a lot of places. But then I also had to buy a car. And then at the same time, I was looking for a place, and I couldn't look for a place because I didn't know how to take the bus, and I would be spending money in Uber.
but that would be the money I was spending to get my car.
Mm-hmm.
So it
right.
it was like a cycle that was really hard to get over, but now I have a wonderful job, a place, and a car. So
wonderful.
That worked itself out. I kind of just stayed down, and really saved my money and kind of like just depended on myself and just did what I had to do for a long time. But I was very, very determined. I did not give up. Like I remember going to my cousin's birthday party and it was at an expensive restaurant. I watched everybody else eat, and I saved my money. And then the next week, I ended up buying my car. If I had spent my money at that dinner, I wouldn't have been able to buy my car. So,
message.
I
That's a message, everybody.
Just stayed down. I just stayed down.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's
beautiful.
What I hear you say, Rain, is that determination is one of those things to help us get unstuck. To be determined.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. It's kind of like
you didn't like it.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's kind of like you guys know I work out, so it's kind of like before I started working out, I was in a cycle with food. It was a very vicious cycle. So I would eat and eat what I want, but then what I want is not good for me, so I would get bigger, and then I'm sad because I'm bigger, so I eat some more, and it's just like a very vicious cycle.
Mm-hmm.
I felt stuck, but I decided to get up and do something about it, and now I'm working out, and determination is another thing. It's not so much even losing the weight. Like, I feel like I'm not losing pounds anymore. I really just feel like I look the same, but I'm working towards something, and that's very important to me.
Well,
that's awesome.
I would say this. I'm sure that you are losing weight. I know that a lot of times when I'm trying to do that, I don't see it. Other people see it, and it takes a lot. Because we see ourselves every day, so it's almost like, you know, it's almost like a body dysmorphia where we feel like nothing's changing. And then everybody else is looking at you like, oh, my goodness, like, you're really, I see it. So I'm happy that you're determined, but I just want to encourage you that I'm sure that you are. And if nothing else, your determination, your motivation motivates others, and just stepping outside of your comfort zone is something that's so powerful for your mind. So, you know, that's where all the fun begins. But, yeah, I mean, this is, and again, you sound, you know, like a young person. Well, I know who Rain is now, and you're young, and you have that drive and that determination, and we need more of that. We need more like you, you know, because it's rough out there for y'all. I would not want to be your age. Well, maybe I would, but not really.
I would.
You know. You said you would?
Like, no, ma'am.
I mean, I wouldn't for the social reasons, but I would for the physical reasons. Like, I would cherish. I would take such good care of my body. Yeah. So I wouldn't be cracking and popping every time I'm getting up out of bed. So, but, you know, I think that, you know, that's really good that you have that kind of drive. And I know that that's going to really just propel you all the way to the top. I'm ready to see President Rain. Hey.
I need some drive right now, actually. So my workout is over with, but I'm still waiting for a buggy. There's a Twix staring right at me, and I'm
well, don't get stuck. Turn around. Don't get stuck.
Turn around.
Don't get that Twix.
Yeah.
It's all talking to me. It is talking.
No.
It's like, hey, baby.
Let me tell you what you do to that. This is what you do to that Twix. Just slap it. Just slap the dog too out of it. Seriously.
Yeah, I think.
Hey.
I'm going to think I'm going to.
think I'm going to relocate over by the bathroom. There aren't any toilets over there.
There you go. There you go. You in control. You so in control.
You
just
are.
Move away.
You got this. That twist is not the boss of you. It is lying to you anyway. Whatever tell you is a lie.
I'm a lot of power right now.
Oh, Lord.
No. So I'm going to go get some grapes and strawberries.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Well, Rain, thank you so much for calling in. It's Super Target.
Yes, Target.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, enjoy Super Target. Enjoy 2019. We hope to talk to you again real soon. And we love you as always. Bye, Rain.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Have a good
Thanks
one.
For calling in. Okay. Oh my goodness.
That's
so much love
Rain.
And kisses.
I'm going to give her some kisses. She had me cracking up. So I need to get some water because my mouth is dry from cracking up like that. So we're going to take a little quick break here. And we will be coming back to wrap it up pretty soon. So just because Rain is in there getting her workout on, I think this is going to be appropriate for us to do. Because if this don't make you work out. No.
Your love is fading. Your love is fading. Your love is fading. I feel it fading. When no one ain't around. I feel it fading. I think too much. I feel it's fade. Ain't nobody watching. I feel it's fade. I just fade away. I feel it. Fade away. I feel it. I feel away. Yeah. I think too much. I feel it. Your love is fade. I feel it. Roll up, roll up, hold up, hold up, pull up, pull up. I feel it. I love it. I wanna. I'm tryna feel it. I'ma rock the boat, work the middle till it hurts a little. I feel it. Your love is fading. I feel it. Fuckin' with a real ass nigga. I feel it. Fuck how you feel, ass nigga. I feel it. Better act like you know better. I feel it. Whoa. No one ain't around. I feel it's fate. I think too much. I feel it's fate. Ain't nobody watching. I feel it's fate. I just fade away. I feel it's fate.
It's a gym. It just gives me so much energy. Just, I'm good when I hear that. I'm so good.
So welcome back to Life Radio. Thank y'all for tuning in. Thank you for staying with us, being loyal, lovely listeners. We see you out there. I see your numbers. I see you. You ain't got to call in. I know you're listening. It's all good.
We love y'all. We love y'all.
We sure do. I mean, for real. This has been a really good experience. We hope that you guys have enjoyed it, that hasn't been anything that's turned you off or offended you. You got growing pains, so, you know, we don't grow together. With that being said, you just got any one little tidbit of Thankful Thursday? Not a full thing, but just something that...
I am thankful for those things that I'm learning that I didn't even... know that I needed to learn. I'm so grateful for experiences that I have that teach me things that I didn't even know that I was in need of learning. And I don't know if that makes sense. I don't know if that makes sense. But it's so many things like, and I'm gonna just say it. Doing this radio show, there are some things that I'm learning. Participating in this radio show and participating in the conversations that we have, and there's so many things that I'm learning that I didn't even know I needed to learn, and so I'm so grateful for that.
Right.
Very grateful for that.
So there's some stretching going on.
I mean, you know, just my territory is enlarging, and it feels
you
wonderful.
Better say something
it
to
feels,
me.
It feels amazing. My territory is enlarging, and it feels stupendous.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Is it the prayer of Jabez?
Yes.
It
is.
So.
It is.
Yep. He just said, what did he say, enlarge my coast and keep me from my... Y'all have to... Don't get mad at me about misquoting.
You
know
going a little deep. Now, I need to pull it out and read it. You're going a little deep for me.
All right now. But yeah, that's a good one because I like that prayer because it was very, once again, very direct. This is what I would just enlarge my coast and keep thy enemy hand off of me, keep these haters off me, and give me some old stuff to work with, you know?
I'm agreeing with you. I'm saying you see.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so, you know, it's I don't think it's a complicated thing. Like, I think that the universe wants to say yes to you. I mean, if you have good intention and you know, you ain't trying to kill everybody, but, you know, if you're praying for something you want something to just for your own peace, your own happiness, you want a little more peace of something. First of all, the resources, I don't have a problem with people wanting more money. I want you to know what to do with it when you get it. Because you can get it. You see a lot of lottery people that get a bunch of money and they be broke in 2 years. So money is not going to fix everything. Even though I do money talk,
right.
I'm really talking about just opportunity and growth. And sometimes it looks like money and sometimes it looks like favor and sometimes it looks like a lesson. However, I want us to know what to do with those. We need to be problem solvers, you know, instead of just being reactionary. Oh, I got a bunch of money.
Right.
I got a lawsuit, so I'm going to go and buy a Hummer. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, let's be strategic. Be strategic.
Can I just say something? It just kind of brought something up. One of my desires is to be my own boss. And the reason that I want to be my own boss is because I want to be the master of my time. Time is our most important commodity, and so I really would like to explore being the master of my own time. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Thinking about what is it that I would do with my time if I had all of my time, if when I woke up in the morning all of my needs financially were met and I had my time to do with what I want, what is it that I would do? And in that moment, when I started thinking about that, I realized why it is that I'm not the master of my own time yet. It's because I wouldn't be doing nothing. I would just be sitting around, you know what I'm saying? You know,
being a cookie monster,
watching TV, you know, might make a casserole or something. But I ain't really doing nothing. I really need to
like you say, you know, you if you have that money, what you gonna do with it? If I have that time, what am I gonna do with it? I need to make sure that I'm being a good steward over the time that I'm wishing for. So,
you know, I think that ties back into to writing, like you said. I think, although you want to be a published author, I still think that seeing something makes it exist. So if you have that question of what would I do with my time, you need to be strategic and write it out and say, well, if I had all the time and all my finances were set, my husband and I would go to Bora Bora, or I would go, you know, detail it, line it out, because it's going to happen. You're going to get that time. So what will happen if you don't have a plan for it? You'll get it, and you won't know what to do with it, and you'll think you never got it.
Ooh, right.
You better. Did y'all hear what I said?
You better say that.
Listen, I think that vision boards are important. I do a vision board. I know that's kind of corny, but I do because I need to see it. It reminds me of what I want and what I'm going to do with it.
It's not. Let me tell you something. It's not corny. I'm gonna tell you something, because I got invited to a vision board party, and I made everybody said go ahead and make a vision board. I made three, and let me tell you, it's been a couple of years since I made them three vision boards, and two of those vision boards have come to pass. So it's not corny at all. It's very, very correct. It is very real.
Okay. Well,
it's very real.
Yeah, so whether you write it in words, I mean, you can write it in words, you can do a vision board, do them both. But when you get up, you be intentional about your day. Tell yourself what you want your day to look like. Tell yourself some good stuff. And you know what I found is really good? If you're not a smiley person or if you're going through something, I'm telling you, if you just force yourself to smile, you feel better. Your body, they have shown, you release endorphins. And to me, when they say release this and that, I just think that all that means is you're vibrating on a different frequency. And so when you're happier, you're going to attract those things that make you happy. If you're always down, you're going to get stuck in that rut and you're going to attract negative things. And I'm not saying that nothing, you know, tragic can't happen or things don't go our way all the time, but it's how we respond to it. So I just would love for our family to be more intentional, especially the community that's listening to me. Let's be intentional. Let's not be reactionary. Because other groups that don't want the best for us are waiting. They're planning for us. They make money off of us being reactionary. Like the girl that handled her old boy at McDonald's. Now, I'm glad she handled him. She's okay. But
she really did handle
him. he ordered a large can of whoop ass and a little smoke on top. And he got that smoke. So,
and a,
y'all
and
need
a knuckle sandwich.
He wasn't loving it, okay? That's I just want y'all to understand that. That's a rare. It was funny. I think I do think that she did the right thing because he grabbed her, and he's a man,
right?
Yeah, you don't know what he could have had a knife. He could have done anything. She gave him everything that he came for. She gave it to him. It wasn't on the menu. That's the secret menu.
She gave,
but y'all don't want that. So.
He didn't even know he needed. She gave it.
Oh, my goodness. That was good to me. But let's not make that the status quo for us, because trust and believe, like a lot of people ain't, a lot of people are a lot more vicious than that, more prepared, or they have different intentions. So I don't want none of us to be unsafe. But do defend yourself if you have to. Please do, because this is just, it's not going out like that anymore.
Right.
But anyway,
right.
I don't know. You got anything else, Nola? We can get up out of here until next week.
I don't
anything
have
else you
anything
want to just shout out?
Love and light for all the listeners. Love and light.
Right. That's right. Peace and blessings, family. We love you. We'll see you next week. All right. Later.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi, catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. I like my baby hair with baby hair and afro. I like my Negro nose with Jackson 5 nostrils. I earned all this money, but they never take the country out me. I got hot sauce in my bag. What? I see it, I want it. Yellow, want it, I dream it, I work hard, I grind till I own it.
get your song played on the radio station. I might get your song played on the radio station. You just might be a black Bill Gates in the making. I just might be a black Bill Gates in the making. And I want it. Okay, ladies, now let's get information.